You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we move on to news from the Gautrain stable. It looks as though the expansion plans that we have been waiting for a couple of years might finally be coming to fruition. Joined on the line by the CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency, that's Tsepo Gobe. Good evening, Tsepo. Thanks so much for taking the time. I suppose congratulations are in order. You and I haven't had the opportunity of speaking since you've taken up the reins as CEO of the business. So firstly, congratulations for that and for taking on that mammoth responsibility, but we're here to talk about the expansion plans. Where do we stand on that? It seems we're finally moving forward.
Thank you for the question, Jimmy, and thank you for the congratulations, and thank you for having me too. So when it comes to extensions, maybe let's roll back. 2017 late, we submitted the Treasury approval one. So we were looking at it being a PPP, the expansion. And at that point in time, there wasn't that much appetite for moving with the expansions themselves. But we have subsequently from, a number of discussions I've had with Treasury right up until as recent as, in the last few weeks, we've now moved on to where we are now moving with the expansion. So what we've done originally, we had gone into what's called a route determination, which means we look at a route and look at where the train line is going to run. And it just demarcates a 400 meter wide corridor where no development can be done without consulting the MEC of Roads and Transport in itself. So we've done that bit and we had finished it in 2022, yes, I think it was, 2021 late, and then 2022 we started going to the consultations. What we're doing right now is we're doing the additional route determination, so the line that goes all the way into Soweto. So the original line, we had terminated it in Rodeport, or near Rodeport in Little Falls, and then we're adding the small piece that goes all the way to Soweto. And then we're also looking at an additional issue of looking at what we call the Gauteng Super Network. And when we're talking about the Gauteng Super Network, the importance of that is you being able to understand, if we're going to build special economic zones in and around the province itself, how do you connect the resources, which is the people who live in the urban core, to those areas there? And then similarly, how do you integrate the different areas of the province back into the inner urban core itself? And that is the second process that we are undertaking at this point in time. And the announcement will probably be made once we have, once we know first is, so we've got a premier, and then the cabinet for Gauteng will be decided upon, and we know who the MEC is. And then probably in about 2 months' time, we'll make the final announcement of what the actual new network looks like, because it's a bigger network. So the original expansion was 150 km. We are looking at adding another 350 kilometers of railway line to that.
350 kilometers is certainly quite a bit, and I can imagine it's going to be an expensive exercise. I remember back at some point following the World Cup, we said that this expansion into areas like Cosmo City and Lanseria would have been done by 2020, to the extent that your predecessor, a gentleman, Jack van der Merwe, conducted the feasibility study exactly 10 years ago in 2014. At the time, you were still within the business, but the feasibility study and all of these plans, this is not something new that we've been talking about. This is something we've had in conversation for more than 10 years. How do we know that now it's going to happen? And more importantly, who's paying for it?
So that's an important question, because one of the first few things that we've had to do and had to rethink when we put out the original feasibility, Treasury asked exactly that question, is that, originally when we built the Gautrain, there was speculation of whether it will work or it won't work, and is it going to become a successful system or it won't become a successful system. And therefore, Treasury had to back a lot of that up, and which meant that Treasury or the fiscus itself paid a whole lot more than what it was supposed to pay or what generally projects like this cost. Our current study and feasibility that we've done subsequent to the original feasibility, which was more on the financing and the funding of the system itself, then revealed that we can actually push up to a point where probably about between 50% to 66% of the system can actually be paid for through one land value capture, which is utilizing the stations, the area in and around the stations properly, station auctioning, which is giving out stations into, what do they call it, into property developers so that they can then develop it for commercial use. And then similarly, looking at actually creating a much more conducive space or for commercialization in and around the stations themselves. Now, that in itself had proved that we are able to do a whole lot more with private funding and only, you know, the national fiscus only weighing in about, you know, 33 to 50% of the cost. And that is a game changer, because if we were to look at the original Gautrain and how it was structured and was financed, it was financed in such a way that a whole lot more of the money came from, in actual fact, you know, to be exact, 88% of it came from the fiscus, and only 12% was raised from the market itself. And that's a big change, because if we're able to do that, and everybody is now keen on saying, well, can we actually be able to join in on the properties? Can we develop a property along the line and near the stations? And that has changed the manner in which we look at the project itself.
So Tsepo, we're now looking at public-private partnerships quite clearly, and it seems as though we're sharing the workload from that perspective. How much is phase one going to cost? Because from what I can see, it looks as though it's only five additional stations, being Randburg, Cosmo City, Little Falls, Roodepoort, and Jabulani in Soweto. How much is phase one going to cost, whether it's to the taxpayer or to the private sector? How much in total is that going to cost to develop? And is that going to be filtered into the tariffs that people are paying? I mean, if I look back to when the Gautrain started, we used to pay 109 rand to go from one station to the airport. I did the airport travel last week and it's 219 rand. So that's more than 100% increase. Is this new cost going to come to the consumers to pay for?
So Jimmy, you know, the nice thing about it is that we you know, everywhere I've been, and as I was speaking to people, I was explaining the user pay principle itself. And the user pay principle in itself says, you know, whoever uses the service must pay for it. And in actual fact, it also talks to the subsidy and how much do you subsidize transport in itself. A lot of what we're able to do in the new model and the revenue enhancement that we're able to do in the new model will allow us as government to actually reduce the prices of the Gautrain a fair bit. And remember, the issue of the it's not only about the funding of the infrastructure to build it. There's also the long-term funding of the operations themselves. It a lot of it has to be self-funding, but it cannot be fully self-funding, because you know, transport in itself is what we call a negative concession, and a negative concession means government, as they deal with it as a social service, always have to pay into to subsidize the tickets themselves. Should we be continuing with the current model as it is? In the new concession that we've put out to market, we've already looked at it. It is not the right direction for us to go. And in actual fact, what will happen in the future, the Gautrain Management Agency will be the ones that are taking on the responsibility of setting prices. And therefore, what will do, it will allow us to be able to bring a lot more ability to be able to reduce prices, to be able to discount a fair bit. But that comes at a price of having to subsidize it in. And we have to balance the two conversations.
Another conversation that will undoubtedly need to be balanced is how the taxi industry feels about these developments. But we'll have to leave that conversation for another day. Tsepo, we have run out of time. Thanks so much for those insights. Tsepo Gobe, CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency, on the expansion plans finally getting off the ground.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.